Welcome to the Flathead Home Show, your source for real estate information, education, and inspiration. That might be my favorite part, Matt, because this weekend we've got an inspiring show. I'm going to talk to you about a brief little story, and then we're going to get into some optimism of the coming year. By the way, Happy New Year, friends. It is the final show of 2021. Gosh, I remember, Matt, I remember when we were starting the year with this show. I'm thinking, are we really all the way done? 12 chapters, really? So let me thank my sponsors, Brian Murphy, Nikki Marengo, Remax, Rocky Mountain Real Estate, Glacier Steel Products, Metal Roofing and Siding, and Protecting What Matters, and Montana Basement Solutions, solving your water and mold problems for good. You know what? Gary Keller says, money is only good for the good that money can do. And you know what? Unashamedly and without surprise, there's a lot of money in real estate. And as a result, there's actually a lot of good that happens as a result of real estate. Did you know that the National Association of Realtors says that for every home sale in Montana, that has a $92,000 economic impact in your community that year? Wow. And here to talk about numbers and community impact is one of my favorite volunteers, Adam Tunnell of the Restore Habitat for Humanity. Adam, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Justin.
Before I get into the meat and potatoes of this weekend, I want to talk to you. I want to just give you a little bit of an accolade with an event that happened last week. You know, my wife and I were over at Sacred Waters, you know, enjoying the sacred water of Sacred Waters and just having a good time. You know, we're there with our little boy and we're just kind of high-fiving a few people in the community. I'm thinking, man, there's a lot of people here. Suddenly in rolls Adam and he's like, guess what? We're playing bingo. and certainly it was like a dollar for every pint that, you know, contributed to the Habitat for Humanity Restore effort. And of course, there was all kinds of fun little prizes with the bingo, which I still suspect was rigged because I didn't win at all. And I'm going to write the manager about that one. So, however, no, you did a great job.
Thank you.
It was a lot
of fun.
It
was a ton of fun. Yeah. They were great to host us for the pint night. Mm-hmm. And it just, we sold the raffle tickets for gift certificates and we did different stuff and a dollar from every pint. So it was a great fundraiser for Habitat.
Yeah, that's awesome. It was really cool. It was some good community cheer and I really enjoyed it.
Yeah. It was a lot of fun.
So speaking of Habitat though, and the Restore effort and the monumental year that we had, this is kind of the year where we all sort of just said, I'm going back to work, right? Because 2020 was a little bit of a, wow, what is this? let's hang on and see what's going on. And then let's figure things out. Let's learn how to do things and redo things. In 2021, we Montanans just said, you know, we're going back to work. We're going to make this thing. We're going to go back to, I don't know, discover what a quote new normal looks like. And, right. You know, many of us can define that in many ways. For Habitat and for Restore, talk to me about some of your victories, some of your wins.
You know, some of the wins, it was just amazing to see everyone come back. Mm-hmm. When we got shut down for a little bit, and it was COVID hurt mm-hmm. all the way across. We lost a lot of volunteers. We lost a lot of ability to shop at the Restore. Our builds pretty much stopped for a little bit while we regained our focus of just figuring out what were we allowed to do, what weren't we allowed to do.
Yeah.
And we, the build staff, the build volunteers, everyone at Habitat and at the Restore, we worked so hard. And just 2 weeks ago, we did our home dedication for two of the homes in Lakeside. Mm-hmm. Last Friday, I got to go to the home closing for those two families.
Yeah.
Got them in their home before Christmas. We delivered beds and we delivered different stuff down to
it's
them.
Beautiful.
And it was so much fun and so neat. And it's just amazing to see that Montana persevered through that.
Yeah. And yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
We showed up. You know what? I remember talking with Bob probably around the summertime, maybe late summer of last year of 2020. And he mentioned the phrase, we had to get COVID creative, mm-hmm. you know, and we still had to find a way to utilize our space and retain the staff and the volunteerism. And he was even talking about how you develop the ability to fog rooms so that all the items that came in for donation, you know, were sort of isolated and may I even say quarantined in their own manner.
Absolutely.
And then everything kind of got fogged and sterilized so that it was safe. And, you know, I tip my hat to you guys for just in the face of adversity or trial, you shined.
Right. We had to get creative. We had to work through. We can't go into your home right now.
Yeah.
Everything has to be outside. And it was just no contact.
Yeah. Yeah.
Donation pickup. And a lot of our in-store donations were just go ahead and drop it off right there and we'll get it out of your way. But it was neat just to work through those things. We ozoned inside the truck. We had sections corned off in our receiving area that we quarantined items for mm-hmm. the 24 hours, and then yeah. we Lysoled them, and then we cleaned them. And so it was neat to get through all that stuff just to keep running, because yeah. it is such a multifold of we're keeping stuff out of the landfill, mm-hmm. but we are also providing affordable goods to people.
You know, it's true heroism. It really is. Like, you're in the face of trial and adversity, you said, we're going to find a way.
Yeah.
We're going to pioneer through this thing so that we can be committed to the greater good that we do. And like you just said a minute ago, Montana found a way, you know, right. and Bob is quick to say, we did this community. We mm-hmm. helped these families. There's a number of families that you have, your efforts, Habitat and Restore, have affected right here in the Flathead for a long time. I mean, we're talking about a big list. And very recently, though, you're talking about some direct families down in Lakeside. You got a project in Columbia Falls starting too, right? Or is that?
We put two families into the two homes in Columbia Falls.
Yeah, okay.
And we are going to be, I think we just selected for the third home there that we'll start renovation on of that. To get that in.
Dramatically changing lives for the better. I love it.
And this community is awesome.
This is. Hey, Adam, we got to take a quick break. However, when we come back, can we talk about what's on par for Habitat and Restore for the 2022 year?
Absolutely.
This is the Flathead Home Show. My name is Justin Metcha, hanging out with Adam Tunnel of the Restore. We'll be right back.
This is Eric Bodine, owner of Montana Basement Solutions. Our team has worked hard over the years to earn a solid reputation in the industry in fixing and preventing water-related problems in your home. We also specialize in mold testing and remediation services, often working with top contractors, architects, and even healthcare professionals in the Valley to ensure your home is healthy and safe for you and your family. If you are building, ask your contractor if they're working with us. If you suspect a problem in your home, call us directly. Montana Basement Solutions, 871-5971.
Glacier Steel Products, a company that has been protecting your biggest investment. For over 19 years, Glacier Steel Products has been Northwest Montana's premier source for metal roofing and siding. We continually set the bar by keeping up with the latest and what's new and trending. With Glacier Steel, you get more than just a superior product. You get a company with the experience and knowledge to take on any job, big or small. Come in and check out our showroom and get inspired for your next project at 139 Alder Drive, South Kalispell, or visit us at glaciersteel.com. Glacier Steel Products, we are protecting what matters.
And we're back. It's the Flathead Home Show. My name's Justin Metcha. Hanging out in the studio with me, Adam Tunnel of The Restore. He works with Bob Helder and many greats in our community with the Habitat for Humanity and the Restore efforts, changing people's lives, several people's lives every year through a home ownership and making home ownership affordable and accessible, really converting the need. And I'm, you know, Adam, I'm going off script here a little bit. Not that I even have a script. So I'm going off tangent here a little bit with what I experienced just a few years ago when Bob had roped me in saying, hey, I want you to be a part of my home selection committee and I want you to just really see this. And I said, sure. Having no idea what to expect, I went down and personally viewed three families, in two in the Lakeside area, one in the Summers area. And at the time, my family and I lived in Summers. And so I was thinking, wow, this is my neighborhood. And I walked into these homes thinking, what is this? How is this even possible? Yes. How do we let this happen? And friends, what I mean by that, without getting into too many details, you're talking about less than favorable, way less than favorable housing situations, homes without insulation, homes without complete bathrooms. This one family had a bathroom that didn't have a sink. They had to use the kitchen sink, which was barely adequate at that, to you know, do anything in the bathroom that you would do with mm-hmm. a sink, you know, shave and brush your teeth and wash your hands. You know, this same house, the upstairs, was lacking insulation, and that was where the teenager lived, you know, dwell. That's where he slept. And he used just blankets and clothes to stay warm. And he would have to go out of the house to access his bedroom. You know, and I get it. You know, I know that there's need everywhere, and we can start to compare ourselves on a global scale and say, yeah, well, I don't know. It's just not the same. This is our neighborhood. These are people in our neighborhood. These are people that you brush by at the grocery store, you know, in traffic, in the post office.
Yes.
And these are the people that you, Adam, and Bob, and the rest of your amazing crew aim to affect every day.
Yes, and you drive by these homes.
Yeah.
You live there. You didn't know.
No.
And that's what's crazy. That's what bothers me.
I know that we ended last segment. We came back on and we're like, let's talk about what's in store for 2022. And maybe we'll answer that question in a second. However, I think this is more important because I want you to understand what's happening right now before 2022 comes. you're looking at it straight in the eye. And however, there's 2021, there are people out there struggling to hang on to their homes. There are people out there who are struggling to stay warm inside their homes and really just wanting to do the best for them and their families and raise their kids, as we all want to here in beautiful Montana.
Yes.
Now, what's great, before we get too far down that dismal road, is that this community has stepped up many, many, many times in many ways to help you help them, right?
Absolutely. And we're still looking at that. Like I said, we just put two of the Lakeside families into their homes. We were so excited to get them in before Christmas.
Yeah.
There are still three homes down there being built.
Oh, right. Cool.
Okay. And in the winter season, it always slows down volunteerism, sure. things like that. But we're in desperate need of volunteers. We're in a pinch for this winter season on the build. We're just looking for groups. If it's your hunting buddies, if it's your church group, if it's your poker night, whatever it is.
Yeah, if it's your work group. Yeah, right, you got a couple of work buddies, right?
And we just would love to get about 8-10 groups for mm-hmm. January and February to come down, give a day up. And it's a ton of fun. No experience necessary.
Okay.
Steve is amazing. Garrett's amazing. They teach you. If you've never held a hammer, come down and build a house.
Okay.
It's really neat to think that way. But we're looking to fill that calendar up for January and February. And just reach out to Rebecca. Okay. Rebecca's our community engagement coordinator. Email her at outreach@habitatflathead.org or call the office at 406-257-8800. Talk to Rebecca. Get your group out. Like I said, just your church groups. And it's not, if you've already been out, tell your friends how much fun it was. Tell mm-hmm. your friends what to do when you do get to come out. We provide lunch. They have a really good time down yeah. there. And we're just looking to get those groups. We're just in desperate need just to get through this winter push.
Yeah.
And it is always hard.
You know what? I'm going to throw this out there because I know that the Realtor Association, the local Realtor Association, does a Habitat for Humanity yep. build day, and that's awesome. What happens if we did two? Friends, realtors, I know you're listening. What would happen if we did another one?
Absolutely.
What would happen if you are part of a brokerage with 8-10 agents and the whole group of you said, let's go down there and do a build day and take some great photos and have some good fun and just turn it into like a team build effort?
Right.
What happens if you're part of a brokerage that has 80 or 100 agents and you guys, you know, decided to dedicate one group a month, right? What does that do to our community?
It just helps so much. I mean, right now we have some inside work going, we have outside work going and just different things. And it just, when there aren't volunteers, we're unique from a lot of the habitats that mm-hmm. we build with 95% volunteer labor. We do trade out the HVAC, the plumbing, the electrical, everything that needs to be inspected. But everything else is a different crew every time they walk
yeah,
in.
Yeah.
And so that's really neat in that sense. Yeah. So just to help get those other three houses done, we're going to be starting our project in Summers.
Yeah.
We're going to be starting our project in Columbia Falls with that other home.
So you need hands.
We need hands.
Hey, friends, let's do it. We're out of time. It's the end of the year. It's the end of the show. However, it's the beginning of a new one. And you know what I'd like to encourage you to do? Consider looking at Habitat and the restore effort and how you can help them. Like Adam said, no experience necessary. Just come have fun and make a difference. Friends, this is the Flathead Home Show, wishing you a very safe, warm, and happy holiday season. Adam, it's been an awesome honor having you on the show. Let's bring you back on board. I want to talk about 2022 right at the top. Can we do it?
Absolutely.
All right. You heard it. We'll hear you again next year. Hey, Flathead, thanks again for all the fun. Be safe, be well, stay warm, and of course,
welcome home.